change your life by changing your mindset. Your secret powers released.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink and prepare to be empowered.
Hi everyone, Robert Zink, miracle mentor and alchemy life coach. And today we are soaring high like a big beautiful eagle, and we're always flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. Hey, I want to thank you for subscribing to us on our podcast. And if you are listening to us on iTunes, we'd really appreciate a 5-star rating and a positive review. It helps our podcast rate a little higher on iTunes. And what that does is that allows us to reach more people with this empowering message on a regular basis. So thank you so much. And we're going to talk about changing your life by changing your mindset. First off, high flyers, the law of attraction is a principle. It is not a philosophy. It is not just a good idea. It's not something that happened in a book once. It is a principle, what we would call a universal principle. And so everything in the universe operates on principles. And the law of attraction is really a sub-principle under what we would call the law of vibration. Now, I'm not going to get all deep into the weeds on the law of vibration, but I want you to just stick with me on this. So understanding that it's a principle like gravity, okay? If you understand that and you approach the law of attraction, then you won't use words like, I'm going to try the law of attraction, as if it's some kind of a miracle face cream. You know, it's not a miracle face cream. It's a principle. You don't try the law of attraction. You are living the law of attraction every single day, whether you believe it or not. You are living the law of attraction. The law of attraction is a principle. Universal principle of the law of attraction is that likes attract likes. Or, to put it in an old vernacular, birds of a feather flock together. So the whole idea is to get aligned with this principle that likes attract likes. And here's the secret. Become whatever it is you desire to attract. If you desire to attract great amounts of money, develop a wealth mindset. Don't think like a person who is buried in poverty and debt. Think like a person who is rich. And you may have to do some study. You may have to do some research to find out how rich people think differently than poor people. Because they do. First off, rich people like money. Poor people hate money. You're saying, Robert, that's not true. That's not true. You know, poor people like money. No, they don't. Poor people spend their money as fast as they get it. Rich people invest their money. They leverage their money. So there are differences in how people think. And rich people are aligned with money. Secondly, rich people understand that money is good. Poor people don't always believe that. You know, they believe that money's bad and it's evil and it's the cause of so much misery. And, you know, you see people like that all the time. And the truth of the matter is, high flyers, is that when you begin to believe that money is simply a vibration, just like anything else in the world. When you begin to understand that and you begin to see all the positive things you can do with money, and you can do a lot of them, then all of a sudden you'll start to think money is good. And the same thing with relationships. I know people who say, I really want a love relationship. I want to I want a deep emotional connection, a committed relationship. But they think relationships are bad. They think that all men are bad or all women are liars, or, and it goes on and on. They have all these negative beliefs about relationships. And yet they expect to attract a good, wholesome relationship. You see, birds of a feather flock together. Likes attract likes. You must become what you desire to attract. Neville Goddard says that everything in the universe is you pushed out. Everything. Everything is you pushed out. So, the first thing is examine your beliefs. Do I share the same beliefs as someone who has a great relationship, or someone who has a lot of money, or someone who is athletic, or someone who is beautiful? Or do I have limiting beliefs? Do those beliefs lead me to positive thoughts? Or am I trapped in negative thinking? Do these beliefs bring me to a state of optimistic, resourceful emotions? Or am I lost in painful emotions, emotions of failure and despair? So what I'm saying to you is to focus on what we would call your internal locus of control. Instead of believing everything happens to you, start to believe that you create everything that happens in your life. And if you believe that, you'll take more responsibility for what you attract in your life. And you'll do that by thinking different thoughts and having different feelings and different beliefs. And you'll do the research necessary to know what kind of beliefs are going to empower your life and what kind of beliefs are going to disempower you. You see, your hidden power is to change your frequency. That's your hidden power. When you understand this is incredible power, unstoppable power, by changing your frequency, you change what you attract. Do you see what I'm saying? And how do you change your frequency? You change your beliefs. You change your thoughts. And that, in turn, changes your emotions. And that, in turn, changes your feelings. There you go. Your hidden power is to change your frequency. Everything and everyone in the entire universe is you pushed out. Hey, want to remind you, at your convenience, if you're on iTunes or wherever you're at, write us a nice testimonial. It helps us reach more people, and be sure and give us 5 stars. We really appreciate it. We'll do everything possible to earn your 5 stars and your positive testimonial. We love you. Have a special day. Remember, this is your time. This is your journey. So each and every day, make it your day. Bye-bye now.